clouds early tonight, followed by some partial clearing. Lows into the 50s and a warm Sunday ahead with highs in the mid-80s with sunshine. I'm 7 News, Beat Ultra Short Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
54 degrees in Gaithersburg, Arlington at 55, Lanham at 57 degrees. WTOP News time is 4:59.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good evening to you. I'm Ralph Fox. Coming up,
another day of protests at George Washington University. I'm Lynn Bowie.
Four Montgomery County teachers reinstated but reassigned after investigations into alleged anti-Semitic posts.
Saying goodbye to Foxtrot. The stores in D.C. shut down. This is Kyle Cooper.
How Prince George's County is helping residents boost their credit scores. I'm John Doman.
An elaborate new memorial in place for six members of a road work crew killed in the collapse of the Key Bridge. WTOP News time is now 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Meteorologists at this hour are trying to keep track of multiple tornadoes moving through several states. KWTV meteorologist David Payne is in Oklahoma City.
Tornado on the ground. Tornado on the ground. It's going to be, right now, looks like an EF2. On strength, I'm going to put it at an EF2, looking at velocity data.
That strength hasn't been confirmed. Damage assessment teams are canvassing neighboring Nebraska and Kansas, where tornadoes touched down yesterday, causing massive damage in suburban Omaha, says CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Fire and rescue crews spent the night going through unsafe structures, making sure no one was inside.
The whole neighborhood just to the north of us is pretty flattened, and some of the cul-de-sacs, people in our immediate neighborhood seem to be safe, but there's been a lot of loss.
It's coming down.
Nearby, a different twister passed directly through Omaha's airport, shutting down air traffic and forcing passengers to take cover in a shelter.
National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Bond says there are more twisters to come.
There is a separate area that could see additional severe thunderstorms from southern Iowa back into the northeast Kansas. That also has the risk of producing additional severe weather and the potential for some tornadoes.
Turning to Massachusetts, Boston police have cleared out pro-Palestinian demonstrators who'd been camped out on Northeastern University's common area since Thursday. At George Washington University in the nation's capital, police have not moved in to remove an encampment. Mo'attaz Salim is a doctoral student and a Palestinian.
We're also here to demand from GW that they disclose any endowments or investments pretty much in their accounts. We also ask, building upon that, to divest from any Israeli tech companies.
At a ceasefire march in London, anti-Israeli protesters gathered, including Stephen Kapos.
My message would be that they are not alone. There is a worldwide movement which is ever growing.
An attorney for disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein says his client has been hospitalized for tests after his return to New York City jails. The New York Court of Appeals this week voided Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction. The United Auto Workers Union says it reached an agreement last night at the last minute with truck and bus manufacturer Daimler Truck, averting a potential strike by more than 7,000 workers. The union says the deal includes wage increases of more than 25% over the next 4 years and cost of living adjustments. Members still need to approve the agreement. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
5:03 on this Saturday, April the 27th, 2024. Cooler tonight with temperatures in the 50s, warming up to the 80s tomorrow. Good evening. I'm Jenny Glick. The top story we're following this hour: protests over the Israel-Hamas war continue at colleges nationwide, including George Washington University, where an encampment is now on its third day. WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports from GW, where demonstrators say they have no plans on leaving.
Tarps are handed out to keep protesters dry in the rain, and now more metal barriers surround the encampment on University Yard. George Washington University says demonstrators violated university policies and are trespassing, and several students have been suspended. But dozens of tents remain on the grass and also 8th Street, which police closed between 20th and 21st Streets.
It's empowering, and it's refreshing to see humanity come together to stand up for human rights.
Among their demands for the university to cut financial ties with Israeli companies, and protesters are willing to stay as long as it takes.
We're staying until the demands are met. Otherwise, they're going to have to drag us out of here.
At George Washington University, Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Four Montgomery County teachers who were placed on administrative leave last year and were under investigation for publicly expressing pro-Palestinian views have returned to teaching, but at different schools. Some members of the county's Jewish and Israeli communities considered the teachers' comments on social media and in emails anti-Semitic. In response to MoCo's 360's Maryland Public Information Act request, the district identified the schools where the four teachers are now working, but provided no info about the status of the investigations, citing school system personnel policy. Four teachers are now assigned to Greencastle Elementary in Silver Spring, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Middle School in Germantown, a school in Clarksburg, and Seneca Valley High School in Germantown. None of the teachers would comment about the school changes or the status of the investigations. Some of those teachers have sued the county over being suspended. Well, famous for black and white canopies and decor, a chain with six local stores surprised patrons and employees this week by shutting down.
Foxtrot, which offered upscale wines, made-to-order meals, and locally sourced vegan treats, were popular around here, but the company abruptly closed its doors Tuesday. Kyle Young was the manager at the Georgetown store. He says all his employees were really surprised.
Definitely shed a few tears with a couple of them, gave some hugs out. It just was shocking, you know?
The company saying in a statement it could not find a viable solution to stay open. Foxtrot employed about 1,000 employees with stores in D.C., Chicago, and Dallas. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Having good credit can save you money, especially if you rent, but boosting your credit score isn't always easy. WTOP's John Dolman with more on efforts in Prince George's County to help push scores up by 20 to 67 points.
It's a program launched by Councilman Ed Burrows with the Prince George's Community Federal Credit Union.
Each participant will open up a secure account with the Prince George's County Federal Credit Union. They will deposit $44 a month.
And a limited number of people living in the county's 8th District, which is reps by Burrows.
We, the county, will deposit $44 a month. Each month that the resident makes on-time payments, we'll report those on-time payments directly to the credit bureaus, which will help them establish a track record of making on-time payments.
After a year, you'll get all that money back. Residents in other parts of the county can participate too, but are not eligible for the match. John Dome in WTOP News.
Members of Baltimore County's close-knit Latino community have constructed an elaborate memorial for the six members of a roadwork crew killed in the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. The men were Latino immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. A group of mourners gathered at the memorial last night to remind the public that even as cleanup efforts proceed and maritime traffic resumes through the Port of Baltimore, two victims remain missing. The memorial near the south end of the bridge includes decorated wooden crosses, a painted canvas backdrop, flowers, candles, and a giant modified American flag with six stars, one for each of the men. One of the officers who helped block traffic stopped by the vigil yesterday and visited with one of the victim's relatives, the officer admiring the memorial, praising the community's warm response to this unthinkable tragedy. Coming up on WTOP.
What if your company gives you a four-day work week and it turns out you hate it? I'm Jeff Glable.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
508.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Monique Blyther in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Conditions are improving around the region, especially on the Capitol Beltway between Maryland and Virginia. The earlier delays we were seeing on the outer loop heading into Alexandria across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge have cleared rather nicely. However, on the inner loop in Alexandria near Eisenhower Avenue connector, we still have the crash activity, not blocking, but along the right side there, causing a few distractions. Now, on the inner, as you make your way through Tyson's heading toward the American Legion Bridge, still on the brakes there. However, once you're beyond the bridge, the pace does improve. Now, heading into Springfield northbound, the ramp toward Franconia Road exit 169, that ramp is still blocked with the crash activity. You can expect delays at least a mile and a half backup as you're approaching the crash response. The through lanes are open. However, that exit ramp toward exit 169 still remains closed. No issues southbound 95 with the help of express lanes. Delays are heaviest southbound through Lorton into Woodbridge. And once you're across the Occoquan, the pace does improve. Now, heading into the district, those earlier delays crossing the 14th Street Bridge are beginning to ease. However, across the Case Bridge, brief delays there onto the freeway. DC 295 slowly beginning to improve. However, still seeing delays in both directions between Pennsylvania Avenue and Benning Road. Now, fast forward to Whitehurst Freeway, both ways between M Street Northwest and K Street. We had the work set up, expect to be under crew direction. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Monique Blyther, WTOP Traffic.
2-7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Cloudy, cool, and wet for the rest of your Saturday evening as showers taper off from west to east, and the clouds eventually moving away as well as the system moves off the east coast. We're starting tomorrow morning with mostly clear skies and temperatures in the mid-50s, and then we get a taste of summer by tomorrow afternoon with forecast highs in the mid to upper 80s. And it gets even warmer heading into your Monday with sunny skies continuing and a forecast high of 90 degrees. That'll be the first time we hit it this year. If we make it, it cools off a little bit heading into Tuesday with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
55 in Reston right now, 56 in Bethesda, 59 degrees along the National Mall. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payments, no interest. Conditions apply. Head to longfence.com. 5:11. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
The notion of a four-day work week is gaining traction in some industries and professions, and a new survey says 8 in 10 of us want one. 1 in 5 said they take a pay cut to get it. 4 days, 10 hours a day may not be as great as it sounds.
You add a commute to that, depending on how far away you work. That can be some really long days where you potentially either don't see the sun or you don't see your family.
That's Julia Toothaker at Resume Builder. The trade-off may be a three-day weekend, but then again, it might not be.
People assume that a four-day work week is, you know, Monday to Thursday or Tuesday to Friday, and it might not be that. What if you get Wednesday off? You know, is that the same? Does that have the same weight for you?
Nearly all workers surveyed say, truth be told, they can get their current weekly workload done in 32 hours. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP.
What's the swift congressional passage of legislation covering TikTok mean for its users? On Capitol Hill, I'm Mitchell Miller.
It's 5:13.
New Jersey's got a lot of wow to go around all year round. Wows on the slopes, on the waves, and on the stage. Find your wow and visit NJ.org. New Jersey, little state, lot of wow.
Get a large hot coffee for only $1 when you buy any breakfast sandwich at 7-Eleven with 7 rewards, including the delicious bacon, egg, and cheese croissant. Croissant? Croissant?
Croissant.
Croissant?
Valid through 4/30/24 plus tax. Participating stores only. See app for details.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Still to come, a Road Shark campaign encouraging drivers to slow down. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Baltimore longshoreman Talani Hassan.
The day of the bridge collapse, my phone just started ringing. The ship struck the bridge. The Dolly was the last ship I was on. Losing lives is a tragedy, but losing our livelihoods was a disaster. It was a direct hit to longshoremen because if we don't have vessels, we do not have work. Your pay just stopped. We're in trouble. I saw David Trone on the news.
We got to bring these dollars home, and we got to make sure that union labor builds this bridge. We got to keep thinking about those that have lost wages. Longshoremen or small businessmen, they still got mortgages to meet, food to put on the table, so we need an effort not to let that slip through the cracks.
To have an advocate speaking loud and speaking proud is David Trone for me.
On May 14th, vote David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
As the days get warmer, you're breaking out the short sleeves and flip-flops. And Mother Nature's breaking out the thunderstorms. Know what to expect with weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s on WTOP, Washington's top news.
5:15, what is ahead for TikTok now that Congress has passed legislation that could lead it to be banned here in the United States? WTOP's Mitchell Miller, Capitol Hill correspondent, has spoken to a key lawmaker about the future of this popular app.
The TikTok videos on your phone won't end anytime soon. And the CEO of TikTok, Shouzi Chu, went on What Else? TikTok to say the company will fight the new law that requires it to divest from its Chinese parent company, ByteDance.
That will take TikTok away from you and 170 million Americans. Make no mistake, this is a ban. A ban on TikTok and a ban on you and your voice.
But Virginia Senator Mark Warner, the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says the latest legislation extended the amount of time TikTok needs to sell, and he believes it's on solid legal ground.
One of the things that I worked on and Senator Cantwell worked on, the chair of the Commerce Committee, was working with the Justice Department that it would stand up to legal scrutiny. I think part of it as well, extending the time period for a sale from 6 months to a year.
If it's not sold within a year, TikTok could be banned in the U.S. Warner notes the company is in an odd position, arguing that would violate the First Amendment.
This is one of the, I think, great ironies, Mitchell, of this debate. The TikTok that we see is prohibited in China. American social media companies like Google and Facebook are prohibited in China. Yet this Chinese-controlled entity still has legal rights in America. They will have a right to bring this to the courts. But I believe this legislation has been drafted appropriately, and I've talked to lots of DOJ lawyers that it will withstand legal scrutiny.
So what does Warner say to people who enjoy using TikTok every day and even make a living off of it?
I agree there's a lot of creativity. I think it's great that people can make a living as social influencers. But at the end of the day, this entity should be controlled by not the Chinese Communist Party. It can be an American company, it can be a British company, it can be a Brazilian company. But the idea that if there wasn't a TikTok and we said to the American public, let's allow 170 million Americans' data to get swiped and scraped, or to put forward a propaganda tool that has more power than Fox News and MSNBC combined, would we say that's in our country's interest? We'd say absolutely not.
But while the complicated legal and business matters move forward, you'll still be able to use TikTok. Ironically, the White House will continue to post TikTok videos, though it says it's using what it calls enhanced security measures. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. Protests against the Israeli-Hamas war continue on GW's campus, where students have formed an encampment. Donald Trump's lawyers try to discredit the testimony of the prosecution's first witness in his New York hush money trial. Indications from both main presidential candidates that they may be willing to face off in a debate. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's 5:18. traffic and weather on the 8th to Monique Blyther in the WTOP Traffic Center.
It's a smooth trip to and from the Eastern Shore along Route 50. If you're crossing the Bay Bridge at this hour, we've got three lanes traveling west, two lanes traveling east without delay. In Millersville, still with the delay, southbound I-97 near Benfield Boulevard and Veterans Highway, still have the work zone there with the left lane getting you by. No issues pending northbound. On the Capitol Beltway, decent commute between Oxon Hill and Bethesda. Pockets of delays on both loops of the Beltway. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, seeing delays in both directions between the Beltway and Maryland 32. No issues pending along I-95 to and from Baltimore. And if you're traveling to or from Frederick along I-70 or 270, smooth sailing in each direction. Now, heading into the district, DC 295, still seeing delays in both directions between Benning Road and the 11th Street Bridge. No issues pending, however, delays as you make your way across the 14th Street Bridge into the district, crossing the case onto the freeway, and that appears to be volume only. In Virginia, inner loop of the Beltway, heavy and slow through Tysons up to and across the American Legion Bridge. And if you're traveling through Springfield, northbound I-95, the ramp heading toward exit 169, still closed with the crash cleanup. You can expect delays as you make your way toward the area. However, beyond it, the pace does improve. Staples stores have great prices on all the products and services for all your small business or remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store. I'm Monique Blyther, WTOP Traffic.
27 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Cloudy, cool, and showery conditions for the rest of your Saturday as the showers eventually taper off from west to east. The clouds will move away as well by around midnight. And then we're starting your Sunday with mostly clear skies and temperatures in the 50s. And then we get a taste of summer. Forecast highs on your Sunday are in the mid to upper 80s with lots of sunshine. And it gets even warmer heading into Monday of next week with forecast highs right around 90 degrees with mostly sunny skies. And by Tuesday, a few showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon with forecast highs in the mid 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
59 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP,
how Fairfax County Police are cracking down on speeding. I'm Scott Gelman.
More news in 60 seconds.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Did someone say free ride home? If you like carpooling or vanpooling, but worry about getting stuck at the office, relax. With Commuter Connections, you can get up to 6 free rides home for unexpected emergencies or unscheduled overtime, even if you're commuting just a few times a week. Register or renew for guaranteed ride home today at commuterconnections.org or call 800-745-RIDE. Some restrictions apply.
521.
You're listening to WTOP News.
I'm Jenny Glick. Thanks for listening in. D.C. police say they have arrested 29-year-old Runwell Mantock of Hyattsville, Maryland, in connection with an incident at a nightclub in Northwest D.C. last night where six people were hit by gunfire. Meanwhile, a man is dead in another shooting that happened nearby. The call for first shooting on Connecticut Avenue near DuPont Circle came in around 11:30 last night. Five people were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. A sixth person treated on scene but refused transport. Police say it started as a dispute inside the nightclub and spilled into the streets. Investigators say they'd like to hear from anyone who may have information about the incident. The other shooting happened hours later, early this morning, about a mile and a half away. That's where a man was found dead in a shooting at a U Street nightclub. Police are looking for two people in connection with that crime. Fairfax County Police are cracking down on speeders by increasing visibility. It's part of their Road Shark campaign. WTOP Scott Gelman rode along with an officer who says just the presence of police can work to slow people down.
We're sitting here along Little River Turnpike near Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology. Fairfax County Police Officer Kevin Gare is checking for speeders and printing tickets for those who are caught.
We're all in a race, a rat race to get somewhere all the time. So ultimately, my concern as a police officer is just slowing people down.
It's part of the county's Road Shark campaign. It's focusing on increased visibility and enforcement. In the first part of this year's campaign, almost 5,700 tickets and warnings were given out.
I can't sit here and say, oh, of course, because I wrote 100 tickets today, there's not going to be a fatality.
Gare says the targeted effort is working to combat speeding and distracted driving.
But overall, we know that enforcement, when people see our police lights out there and they see the logo on the side of the car, they think twice before speeding up.
In Fairfax County, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
The Biden administration is delaying its proposed ban on menthol cigarettes. In a statement, the White House says the administration needs more time to consider feedback on the ban, including from civil rights groups. While the ban is being shelved for now, the Biden administration may still consider it later.
I think there's still a path. It's slender. There are some reports that this is definitely not going to happen. I don't believe that after talking to my sources. I think they actually are still considering this, maybe for after the election. But the pressures are coming from political advisors worried that jeopardizing any votes in the black community in what could be a heavily contested election, that might be the difference for President Biden in some states. So I don't know if we can say for sure that this ban won't happen, but it certainly has been a blow for a ban that was expected to take effect at this point almost a year ago.
That was Dan Diamond, a Washington Post national reporter investigating health politics and policy, speaking with WTOP earlier.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
And here's Frank Hanrahan.
All smiles surrounding the Commanders and their fans. Everybody's saying that they have done a pretty good job this year with the draft. That's, of course, to be determined down the line. But the Commanders will have one more selection in the seventh round. That's coming up soon. Right now, still in the sixth round. Now, earlier today, Commanders taking linebacker Jordan McGee out of Temple. That was in the fifth round. Also in the fifth round, Commanders took another defensive player in safety, Dominique Hampton, out of the University of Washington. On Thursday night, the Commanders taking quarterback Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick. Got the Nationals in action right now down in Miami, still tied up 1-1 with the Marlins, who come in at 6-21. Nationals 11-14.